The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to this Right Stand podcast. I'm Anand Narasimhan, and this Tuesday, the only talk across the entire country is what happened late last night. In fact, it was just after the stroke of midnight that the Lok Sabha passed the Citizenship Amendment Bill, 311 to 80. That was the total number between the ayes and noes. What's interesting is out of a strength of 542, only 391 actually voted. Where were the others is the big question. 150-odd MLAs missing. Why weren't they there in Parliament? Why weren't they voting is a big question. Which way will that opinion swing across the country? Yes, the majority numbers, but these 152 would also show, had they voted, whether it was an overwhelming two-thirds plus majority that was for this bill in the Lok Sabha, or was it just convenient to abstain and not be there so that you don't have to express your opinion as a political party and as a member of Parliament? But is that not absolving yourself of the responsibility that you've been given by your voters? Of these 311, 303 came from the BJP, or perhaps the largest strength from the BJP. The Shiv Sena voted in favour, so did the JDU. Now, if all of them are for the Citizenship Amendment Bill, who's against? A lot of the voices who have come out and said that this is against the Constitution, this is hurting or attacking the fundamental principles, the foundations, very foundations of our Constitution. And others said that, no, you're just pushing and furthering the two-nation theory. The counter came from Amit Shah, the Home Minister, who stood on the floor of the House looking at the Congress party, which was very vociferous, led by Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, that, hey, the partition happened because of the Congress party. There may be many who would say that it was Veer Savarkar who founded the two-nation theory. It was Jinnah who furthered the two-nation theory. But let us remember, it was the Congress party that ratified the partition. Two largest parties at the time of independence were the All India Muslim League and the Indian National Congress. Let us remember, there are some interesting numbers that I have. At that time of partition, the number of candidates that the All India Muslim League actually fielded far exceeded. And talking about the two-nation theory, so they were the ones who were arguing for the two-nation theory. They won all their seats. And it is interesting, and I'm quoting an article which says, aur main isko Hindi mein padh raha hun, that 1946 mein is desh mein chunav hue the. There were elections in 1946. Do mukhya partiyan thi. Pehli thi Congress, jo vibhajan ke virodh mein chunav ke maidan mein thi. So the Congress actually took a position against partition. To dusri thi Muslim League, जिसका एक ही नारा था, लड़कर लेंगे पाकिस्तान, मरकर लेंगे पाकिस्तान. और इसी मुद्दे पर मुस्लिम लीग ने देश की तमाम मुस्लिम सीटों पर 86% से ज्यादा मत प्राप्त किए, 86% वोट्स इन ऑल द मुस्लिम सीट्स अक्रॉस द लेंथ एंड ब्रेथ ऑफ द कंट्री. अबुल कलाम आजाद की अध्यक्षता में कांग्रेस ने जिन मुस्लिम सीटों पर चुनाव लड़ा, उसमें 90% सीटों में उनकी जमानत जब्त हो गई. सो दे लॉस्ट देयर डिपॉजिट इन 90% ऑफ द सीट्स in Muslim-dominated areas or Muslim seats which they contested, the Congress party. Desh ki kul 494 Muslim seaton mein se Muslim League ko 439 seaten hasil hui. So out of 494 Muslim seats in the country at that time, 439 went to the Muslim League. And what's all the more surprising is that more than half these seats were in those cities and in those states which are still in India today. So, what happened thereafter? Thereafter, the interesting aspect and the dynamics is that there were a series of meetings. Those who elected members who were in favor of partition, their opinions were sought. Those who were against partition, their opinions were ignored, and partition was ratified. Partition was done on the basis of religion, a Hindustan and a Pakistan, the establishment of theocratic states that happened. Pakistan thereafter went out to split between West Pakistan, East Pakistan, that is Pakistan and Bangladesh. But overall, the split was on the basis of religion. Then there was an agreement between Nehru and Jinnah that they would try and establish secular states. Muhammad Ali Jinnah envisioned Pakistan as a modern state where Islam will rule, or perhaps will be the majority, but it would not be an Islamic republic. He thought of it as a secular republic. But that changed soon after Jinnah's passing, And it was Liaquat Ali who brought it in the Assembly, National General Assembly of Pakistan, and ensured that it would be a Islamic Republic of Pakistan against, despite the vociferous opposition by the minority leaders in the Pakistan National General Assembly. India then did not have the word secular till Indira Gandhi imposed it or introduced it in the 70s. So for a good about 25-30 years, India was a democratic republic or a sovereign democratic republic. The word secular was not there as part of our constitution. But partition happened on the basis of Hindustan and Pakistan. Citizenship Bill first came into force in 1955, introduced by Jawaharlal Nehru. Now, why am I getting into the history? I'm getting into the history so that we understand that all of this had a basis, and the basis was religion. Theocratic states were founded, and that the government's argument right now is religiously persecuted minorities who have fled to India, facing persecution in Pakistan and Bangladesh and in Afghanistan, have been applying for citizenship. They have applied for a citizenship, have been on short-term visas and long-term visas for at least 11 years. That's what the stipulated period. 11 years they had to live in penury and in refugee camps before they could even think about being naturalized as citizens. They've reduced that time period to 6 years. So those who have been already on short-term visas or long-term visas for 6 years have applied for citizenship. Those are the ones who are now going to be naturalized, those to whom citizenship is going to be given. But that too after due diligence. It's not anybody and everybody. But the Citizenship Amendment Bill is a critical step ahead of a nationwide NRC. That's a different argument altogether. The other part which says, why keep Muslims out? Who's keeping Indian Muslims out? Indian Muslims are already part of India. Those who are now trying to seek asylum or seek Indian citizenship can still do so. They can seek political asylum via the front door with valid documents and reasons why they want to come back and they want to naturalize in India. And after due diligence, they will be given. Adnan Sami has been given citizenship. Taslima Naseen has been given citizenship. There are so many others. So there is no discrimination. But those who left India or chose to stay back in West Pakistan and the erstwhile East Pakistan on the basis of religion and embraced an Islamic Republic, how can a Muslim claim persecution in an Islamic Republic? What happens is politics there. It's not religious persecution. Yes, there are sectarian fights, there is sectarianism, but that is seen as a political or an ethnic fight rather than a religious persecution. Religious persecution can be only of those who are minorities in those countries. And it's not just one religion, there are six religions. People of six different religions who are involved in it. That's the argument of the government. How are they going to implement it? The valid questions to ask is, where are these citizens going to be staying? Where are they going to be naturalized in which states? Which states are going to take responsibility? How are they going to be naturalized? Where are they going to get employment? Are they going to rob the locals of their employment? And is there going to be any effect on the local demographic dynamics and the ethnic and cultural dynamics? Those are valid questions which many in the Northeast are asking. But the argument of illegals and what to be done of illegals will come when the NRC happens. Right now, we are talking about CAB. This will be debated in the Rajya Sabha, and of course, we're going to debate it tonight on The Right Stand. I'll see you there.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.